Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Cause you touch a good
yeah. Got this thing going
for her. Make every minute worth it, baby. This for Usher, baby.
I done been around the world, I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Let me holler and I bet $1 million, don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you, don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang.
Wait a minute,
don't nobody kiss it like you, don't nobody kiss it like you.
Like
Usher, Good Kisser, inside the Social Lab. Man, it's Wednesday. We've made it. Hump Day, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, I'm very excited because I got my family, my friend, man, and she's become a TV star, like, you know, soon-to-be movie star, Claylicious. Hey, one of my favorite entertainers, comedian. She's here to talk about how dreams come true. Her dreams are definitely coming true. We're going to talk about the journey, television, films. Man, she got a huge project coming up right now. And at any given time, you can turn on your TV. You might see Clay in a commercial. You might see her walking through the halls of what's the Greenlee family's church?
Yes,
you know, first
yes.
of all, is the church still there? Did they knock the church down? You know, is somebody else running the church? Listen, we'll talk to Clay about what's going on with the Greenlee family, plus this new project she got going on. But first, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina, give it up, Madam C. Lowe Boston. What's cracking? What's happening in Charlotte?
What's up? What's up? What's going on? What's going on?
What's good with you?
Hump Day Wednesday.
Humping around, indeed.
Yes.
Indeed. Yes. All the way live on the other side of the ATL, give it up, hot chocolate. It's summertime. It's spring. Actually, we're headed into the summer. It's springtime. Weather trying to change, but it's still a little rainy and cold in the ATL. What's going on?
It is definitely headed into springtime, allegedly, officially. I say allegedly. Because it's going to be in the 30s overnight in the next few days. However,
the streets are
still like bright yellow because of all of the pollen.
Pollen is crazy.
Yeah.
And it still hasn't washed
popping
away with the rain
with pollen
today. Yes, for sure.
You know, I actually enjoyed the rain today. Actually took a little nap, and as soon as I finished doing a little work, had to do
okay.
You know you're getting old. You know you're getting old when your ass be looking for a bed, like, around 5:30, you know.
Okay.
You know you get up.
Right.
Like, listen.
Don't even
I get up so early in the morning, up around 4 or 5. Like, by 5 in the evening, I need a little nap.
Oh, yeah, you're done.
To do the rest of the day, you know. Got to get back up. So, oh, my goodness. Oh,
and that's
my goodness.
The new cocktail.
One more time. Naps are the new cocktail.
Yeah, absolutely.
Listen.
Instead of happy hour, nap hour.
It took a minute
for it to come
to you, but it resonates, doesn't it?
Yes, it
well,
does.
Well, it resonates more today than it has ever resonated. Let's go ahead and bring my favorite person into this conversation, because the way she moves around and she got a new baby and whole nine, I know she'd be looking for some naps. Claylicious, welcome to the show, baby. It's been a minute. Clay, are you there? If you're there, we can't hear you.
Oh, hello. I'm here. Can you hear me?
We can hear you
now.
Okay, let me say what I was saying before. What's up, y'all? This is yours truly. Claylicious. Claylicious in the building tonight, y'all. Hey.
Hey.
Claylicious.
Hit that. Arr.
Clay.
Yeah.
So excited about your successes. Clay, we started down this journey years ago, way before I even moved to Atlanta. I remember doing the small documentary comedy project with you in my studio. I remember doing the Tyler Perry audition clip for you, right?
Yes.
And it's been off to the races ever since. You're walking through the halls of Greenleaf, the family church on Greenleaf. You are doing commercials, right? You are in a new project. I saw Sister May. Introduce yourself to the world who may not know who Claylicious is. They're listening from all over the place.
Well, first of all, I just want to say thank you so much for your platform, Mr. Hyman. You are definitely one of my favorite people in the whole wide, good, happy world. I love you, love you, love you, big brother. Well, first of all, let me just address one thing. Claylicious went from walking to talking. I used to walk in the hallway of the Greenleaf because I used to be hashtag background. Oh, but Claylicious ain't background no more, baby. Claylicious,
come on,
I asked you. Come on. I'm not knocking no background, but that's where I started. And that's not where I'm at no more. Come on, somebody. So I went from walking to talking. Yes.
Where we started and where we are.
Hashtag say it, sis. So I'm
come
very
on now.
Excited, y'all. I'm excited.
I love it.
I'm excited,
you put in the work.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I wanted to start with that because a lot of times when I do different interviews, a lot of times when I get to rock with people be like, "Oh my God, Claylicious, how did you do it?" Da, da, da. I said, "Let me tell you. First and foremost, you got to start with your own dream." When you have a dream for yourself, you got to believe in yourself enough to do whatever it is that you feel like that God has called you to do. So what I did was I put a time frame on walking. I said, Jesus, I got an Oscar in walking. I got an Emmy in walking. I got a Grammy in walking. Now I'm finna talk it. So that's what I did. So with that being said, I did started with Greenleaf, where I was featured background. Then from there, I got an amazing, outstanding agent. Shout out to my agent. I'm so excited about that. And so then from there, my career just, like, took off. I just did a recent project, Genius Aretha. That's what he was talking about, Sister May. I'm Sister May and Genius Aretha. Y'all should check it out. It's on Hulu now. It was a four-day documentary that came out Sunday before last. I'm so grateful that so many great things happening. I've done commercials. I got other projects that I'm doing right now that I can't say anything about because of contract mode. But stay tuned. You will be seeing your girl Claylicious on the big screen. Holla at your girl. Arr. So, yeah. Stop right there for right now. Come on, somebody.
Clay, so excited. So excited for your success. You
thank
have
you,
stayed consistent, man. It's a broad stroke when you say that, you know, you've walked it, you've talked it, now you walk in it. That's a broad stroke because what people don't really understand is the tough audition industry here. I'm going to call it an industry. The audition industry here in Atlanta and all of the people that's flocking from around the world over there to Tyler Perry Studios, right? People don't even have places to live, and they here in Atlanta trying to work for Tyler Perry. You know what I'm saying? Like, talk about the grind of the audition in such a saturated market and city.
Before I even jump into that, Brother Boo, let me just say this right here. Let me give a shout out to my wonderful husband. Because when you got a powerful person that's on your team to help you believe in what it is that you're doing, I gotta give a shout out to the greatest husband on the entire Good Happy Jesus planet that I just celebrated 10 years with. This is my baby. I will marry him for getting 100+
times.
Shout out. The husband, that's my boo. That's my baby right there. Might get pregnant again tonight.
I'll
tell y'all about that later.
Hold on, Clay. Since we are giving our brother his flowers, I also want to add, like, one of the nicest, most humblest black men that you will ever meet in your life, who loves his wife genuinely, right?
Yeah.
And who truly is a lover of people. You don't find people like this too often. So since we're giving the brother his flowers, shout out to Brother Willis. Keep doing what you're doing, brother. Keep lifting up your wife and just keep loving your family, man. Good things come to good people who work hard and never quit.
Yeah. It's the full bouquet for Brother Willis.
Yeah, this is my boo right there, y'all. I'm telling y'all, that dude, I'm telling y'all, he is just that guy, and I have to shout him out because I'm talking about y'all, talking about the grind. My husband believes in me. Sometimes I'm like, this dude he'll go to work 12+ hours a day. Come home, okay, babe, what projects we got? You got to do an audition. Let's hit these auditions. And let me just say this right here. Anything that you want and that you are believing God for, you got to push every single day. You have to be your biggest cheerleader. Everybody ain't going to clap for you. Sometimes I do, sometimes in one day's time, y'all, I could do 5 to 6 auditions in one day's time. I'm up against sometimes for one role, it can be 50, 60, 70, 100 people that audition literally for that one role that I'm auditioning for. Sometimes I might get cast, sometimes I might not. But guess what? At the end of the day, when I know what I'm called to do, when I stay in my good, happy, liciousness, Clay Licious lane, not nobody else's lane, in my own little leopard licious lane, and do what I feel like God has called me to do, it's all worth it. You have to work on your goals and dreams every day. With a baby, I have a 6-month-old beautiful, beautiful baby girl. Her name is Harmony.
Yes. Congratulations.
She looks just like her mama. Won't he do it? But that's like
won't
my
he
dad.
Do it?
But God, sha-ba-ba. Hey, baby. And I have one beautiful daughter, Destiny. I call her Little Licious. And so you have to prioritize your life. Because you want to get in this industry, in the ATL, let me tell y'all something. ATL, the people out here, they hungry, y'all. They hungry for success. And that's why you can't get caught up on worried about what somebody else is doing, trying to worry about somebody else's lane, getting jealous. And let me just say this real quick for the people that's listening out here in these good, happy radio streets. You got to learn how to clap for other people along on your path. You can't
say
get
that.
Jealous or nervous. You got to learn how to say, okay, it's, y'all, let me tell y'all something. I'm going to give y'all a perfect example. Y'all see that one commercial, that Geico commercial with, I forgot the two, the Geico commercial that comes on every day, 5 times a day. Anyway, it's a fun Geico commercial that comes on every day. I auditioned for that commercial, right? So check this out.
Okay.
I did not get the commercial because guess why, y'all?
Why?
I didn't get the commercial. It was like, we absolutely, they said the client, Clay Licious, absolutely loved you. But just one thing. I said, what? It was like, it's tag team. That's what it was, the tag team commercial on Geico. The tag team commercial.
Okay.
They was like, you did not get
that
commercial. Yeah. They was like, you did not get this commercial only because of one thing. I said, come on, Jesus, I can be that thing. They was like, oh, they changed at the last minute. They're looking for somebody just a little bit older than you. And guess what, y'all?
Oh,
we
wow.
got the same client. We got the same agent. Me and this girl got the same agent.
Wow.
So I said, you know what? It's okay, Jesus. Let me clap for my sister.
Wow.
Boo, you did that. Boo, you
yeah,
did that.
Did.
I even sent a message
right.
to her to tell her you
That's
did
right.
that. Hands up to you, sis, boo, you did that. So you got to learn how to put stuff in perspective sometimes. Some things is for you and some things may not be for you. But then on
Absolutely.
The flip side of that, don't block your own blessing, too. Sometimes we blackball our own stuff in the industry. We do stupid stuff. You got to know, I have to know when it's time to be Clay, when it's time to be Claylicious. I have to know when to hold when to fold. And you got to understand what season that you are in your life. And you get to know that by knowing who you are as a person. So I just wanted to just throw it out there because a lot of times people look at me, oh, Claylicious, you're doing this, da, 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 da. But you don't know somebody's story. You know what people
right.
go through behind the scenes. And behind the scenes, what you do behind the scenes is what happens for you openly. You got to get your heart right. You can't get jealous of somebody else if they're winning. If it's season, let it be their season because you want somebody to clap for you in your season. And you have to be okay with not getting a role. I auditioned for Queen Sugar. They say, hey, man, the client loved you. They absolutely loved you. But you know what? They're going to give it to this person right here. They ain't even giving me a reason. I said, okay. That's okay. I put my little journal out. Okay, Jesus, I'm going to get the next one. Keep it pushing. So just wanted to say
Absolutely.
That.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you've just tuned in, you are listening to entertainer Claylicious, comedian, host, actress, mama, and she dropping jewels, right, about just the game itself, her journey itself. You are in tune to the Social Lab. Team Hyman Live.
Team Hyman Live. Team Hyman Live. Team Hyman Live. Talk radio show. Team Hyman Live. Team Hyman Live. Team Hyman Live. Talk radio show. Real talk.
Clay, you talk about giving other people their roses, not being jealous of other people. But, I mean, jealousy is a real emotion. I think just like anger and frustration, ultimately all of those things that you have to ultimately control within yourself. What am I talking about? I'm talking about discipline. What is the level of discipline controlling one's emotions, right? That's required to get to where you are right now. Because I've watched your every step, and it has required a certain type of discipline. For people trying to break into this game, right, they like the glitz and the glamour of it all. But this is business.
Exactly.
This is real. Yes, it is. And if you don't know how to manage your time, if you don't show up on time, if you don't have the right attitude, if you don't have gratitude, you can forget about it. Let's talk about that for people trying to break in.
Gotcha. Well, let me just say this right here. Discipline is one of the keys to success. You have got to, I have a specific, even before I got on the big screen, I've always been a very, very disciplined person. I've always believed in meditation time. I call it playlicious time, where I spend, when I wake up in the morning, the first thing I do, I have a regimen that I do every single morning, before I had children, after my children. My six-month-old baby, I have her kind of tapping into that because I believe that she's a woman baby. Because what you focus on becomes your reality. And so you have to find, like, every single day I encourage people. My oldest daughter, I call her Little Licious. I said, Little Licious, whatever you do, the first thing you should do when you wake up outside of pray, thank God that you woke up, but you have to spend so much time by yourself because you have to, everything that we do in life is a mindset. It's a mindset. In order for you to make it, no matter whether you feel like you're an actress, a singer, a dancer, a crip walker, whatever you feel like God has called you to do and be, it's a mindset. You have a certain type of discipline for yourself. Sometimes I might have an audition. I can't go to a certain event because I got to do this audition. Sometimes my agent may contact me, Clay, we need this done within 2 hours. I have to learn the entire script or learn whatever it is they gave me. I got to put it on tape and get it to them. When you have discipline in your personal life, it triggers over into your business life. This thing is a business. This is not no, okay, I'm a hit and miss it. That's why I believe a lot of people get really in well-doing because they look at other people's success. Ooh, girl, look at Beyonce. Ooh, look at Tyler Perry. Everybody in Atlanta want to be Tyler Perry. I'm believing God to work with Tyler Perry real soon. But guess what? I'm Claylicious. I'm not called to do what Tyler Perry does. And I'm okay with that. I'm disciplined. I'm working on my discipline for myself, for me, and what's important for my success. So I have a regimen. Every day I write in a journal. I have three journals. At least I write in every single day. And in these journals, it's for specific things. Every day I write my goals and my dreams down. Because what I focus on becomes my reality. I'm not waiting on somebody else to tell me I'm going to make it because I know that I'm going to make it because I see myself making it because I'm writing my future down. Every day I talk a certain way on my refrigerator and sticky notes on our refrigerator. In our bathroom wall mirror, there are sticky notes.
Right.
I have in my right now, I'm standing right in my bedroom. I'm looking right now. It's a boom, success. When my husband and I, we wake up, we see positive affirmations. Every single room in our home is something positive in every single room because if I can't believe my success, I can't expect for you to believe where I want to go and where I'm trying to get to. You got to discipline yourself. I read. I tell my oldest daughter, you got to read. I read to my my 6-month-old daughter. When I was pregnant with her, I read. You have to study where you want to go. And most people, they don't realize that what's in them is what's coming out of them under pressure. If you don't get a role, they stupid. They just hating on me. No. They might not just be hating on you. It might not be your season for that role. You got to
right.
What's in you is what come out of you. Most people speak negative talk because that's just what's in them. So I'm a very, very disciplined person. That's how I live my personal life, and that's how I trickle over into my business life. There you have it, my friends, Clay Lisha.
No, Clay, I really appreciate that. You just said people do negative talk because they're a negative person. The one thing we must do as individuals is acknowledge, like, who we are and what we are, right? You have to be honest with yourself. Are you a negative person? Are you a positive person? Are you someone who just don't really care either way? Like, you sit on the fence. You know, some people waver in the wind. You know what I'm saying? They just don't really care. Who are you? Are you that person? And I ask this because you can't really go anywhere, do anything without first identifying, like, who you are and where you want to go. The one thing I know about Clay is Clay is a upbeat, positive person. That is who she is. And she identified clearly where she wanted to go. Folks, listen, this did not just happen for Clay overnight. Clay didn't just stumble into success. You know, this has been 10 years in the making, like no bull at all. And it's very intentional, Clay. What people do not understand about success, this is facts, folks. Facts. You have got to put in about 10,000 hours of work towards anything before it really takes off. 10,000 hours if you're going to take it seriously. Now, this is the bottom line. Most of us can't even count to 10,000, let alone put in 10,000 hours of work.
Right.
Let's just be real. It's not easy. Nothing worthwhile comes easy. But I'll say this. Right. Your faith is your fortune. Your faith is your fortune. Faith is the evidence of things hoped for. Listen, Clay, not only did she hope for it and dream for it, she established a plan, my friends. And this is what I want to say to all of the dreamers, all of the creators, all of the directors and the future producers listening to this call who follow Clay. Listen, I heard something tonight that I had to write down from a call that I was on. Anything is possible and anything can be done. But you must have a plan. Hey, let's go to the phones, my friends. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. If you want to talk to Clay, if you want to, you know, shout out Clay, if you got a question for Clay, just hit one on the phone, and we'll bring you up to be a part of the conversation. Entertainer Clay Lisha talks about comedy and dreams coming true.
Right.
Area code 678, last four digits, 6503. You are on with Clay Lisha. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
I am George Prince. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia. How you doing, my sister Clay?
Hello, Pringle Brother Boo. What's up?
Girl, I am so proud of you. You just don't know. You are moving.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
You got that positive energy. I'm loving it.
Thank you.
That
George
positive energy.
On Greenleaf as well, too. So shout out to George
as
well,
too.
He's
on
Greenleaf. Yep.
Hey, congratulations.
Congratulations. Now, George, are you still walking or are you talking yet, George?
Oh yes, I don't walk anymore. I talk. If I'm not getting booked at the features, you know, spot, I don't do the walking anymore. See, those walking days are over. I walk like Clay. I've walked.
Congratulations.
I got an Oscar, Emmy, the NAACP award, Alden Walker.
Congratulations, man. Thanks for chiming in.
Thanks, bro.
Congrats. Keep up the outstanding work. Absolutely. Thank you very much. Area code 678, last four digits, 4180. You are on with Craylicious.
Hey, mama. Hi, little Licious. That's my oldest child, y'all.
Little Licious. What's going on, little Licious?
Hey, what's going on with y'all? Hey, girl.
Hey, we lit. We lit hanging with your mama.
I see. I'm over here getting lit just with y'all. I sure am. Thank you,
Lil
Licious.
We love you and your mama, Licious.
I love y'all, too. Oh, I just want to tell my mama
beautiful.
I'm proud of you. We're going to make it big in life. I'm really, really, really proud of your accomplishment. You're going to the top. Nobody and nothing can stop you, and I love you so much.
Hey, nothing can stop us. That's so sweet.
All the way up.
Don't cry.
All the way up,
baby.
Hashtag mommy support.
That's awesome, Clay. That has to make you feel good.
I know, that's so awesome. Thank you so much. Sorry.
It's okay.
Oh,
boo.
We got Craig crying, y'all. We got Clay crying.
Listen,
that's a beautiful thing. We got. Hey, let's keep the tears flowing, Clay, because people still want to talk to you. Area code 615, last four 6267. You are on with Claylicious. Six two six seven. You're on.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hello. This is Clay's cousin, Tammy. I want to wish her the best. She has always been a disciplined person, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. She has always she puts her career and her family, but God first. And don't forget her delicious husband.
Indeed.
I'm so happy for you, and I'm proud of you, and keep doing what you're doing. I love you.
Thank you, Physical.
Love you
too.
Aww. Onion cutting.
I love this. You know what? If you have just tuned in, folks, you are listening to people who are just calling in, pouring love on this dynamic entertainer, Claylicious, talking about comedy and her dreams coming true. You are in tune to the Social Lab. I love this. They love you, Clay. They love you. How does that feel? How does that feel? I mean, when Lil Licious called in, baby, talking about we going all the way to the top, mama.
All the way.
That has to feel good. That has to feel good.
Of love.
It feels really great because I'm just very, like, I'm just, like, grateful because, I'm sorry.
No,
you
don't you
apologize, boo, at all.
No, I love you.
Love it at all.
Love
I'm
you
a puppet. You don't got to apologize.
You know you home play. You don't got to put on airs for
that.
It's all right.
Listen, those are not sad tears, though, folks. Those are happy tears. Those are grateful tears.
Right, exactly.
Those are sincere tears. We love it.
Yeah, I know. Y'all know I'm a Christian thug, so Christian thugs ain't supposed to cry, but. Let me get together. Here I go. Arr. Yeah. Arr. I don't want to say to anybody. Right there. No, but I'm just grateful. I'm just grateful because anybody who know me know that I go hardcore in the paint for my dreams. That's just one thing I just do. If don't nobody else make it, I'm telling y'all, Claylicious is going to make it. I don't care if I got to set up shop at home. When I was little, I always got in the mirror, told mama be an actress, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And so just to be able to help people or just to be able to just to see my dreams become my reality because of God first and foremost. And I say that because we can say whatever we want. I'm talking about for Claylicious. Most people, oh, yeah, I did this, I did this. Yes, I do have a gift and talent, but God gave me my gift and my talent. And
amen.
I appreciate that. And I walk in that every single day. And that's where my strength comes from every day. Even when, and I know people be like, Clay, this is, you're so happy. I am a happy person. That's just who I am. But guess what, y'all? Clayicious get knocked down sometimes too, but because I know who I am as a person, and because I know where I'm going, and because I know that my success is just right on the other side, if I just keep pushing, just keep going, I know that everything is going to be all right because of the God that I serve. And that right there means more to me than anything. My children, to Littlicious and to Harmony, they are my motivation every single day, to my amazing husband. Every single day, we grind this thing out. We ain't fussing and fighting. And just, I'm just so overjoyed and grateful for the lives and the people that I can touch. I'm doing this for all of us because I believe that we all can win together. That's why I don't have no jealous bone in my body. I clap for people. I love when people win. Let's win together. Let's go so we can grow. Let's make this joint happen. We can do it. We can do this thing, and that's why I'm just so overjoyed and just grateful, because it's just like God just every single day, just God just continuously keep doing stuff for me, and I'm grateful for that to God. So that's where my joy came from, just overjoyed me. To everybody who called in, I love you. I appreciate y'all. We're going to rock this thing out. I'm excited, y'all. Whew. Okay. I'm good.
You
now.
Should be.
I'm ready. Let's go.
Question they want to jump in with?
Well, I wanted to know.
Go ahead, Bossy. Oh. Go ahead.
Oh, well, mine was more about, like, the agent. Like, what advice would you give someone that was looking to get an agent?
Okay, y'all know Collisions, I keep the R-A-W, raw, 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 raw. A lot of people come to me all the time because also I teach, like, drama and acting classes and stuff. I do drama and acting classes behind the scenes. I'll tell y'all about that later. And I'm a very, very honest person. People come to me all the time, Claylicious. You all would be surprised at how many people has reached out to me when they saw me on TV before Aretha Franklin. They was like, oh, my God. I'm very honest. If just because you feel like that's what you, I'm going to say it like this. Everybody that's in the kitchen cooking ain't going to be a cook.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm going to use me for an example.
They be burning up them greens, burning the hell out of them greens.
Hashtag. So I know that we all believe that we have a gift and talent, and we do. And I'm saying this to say, getting an agent is not as easy as you think it is. Most people think that because their mama told them they can cook, girl, you did this little church play for Easter. Girl, you shut them lines down. Okay, your mama's
right.
Going to lie to you. Most mamas going to lie. Girl,
right.
You did it. I'm not going to lie to my children. Like, my daughter wants to act as well, too. I tell her all the time, sweetie, yeah, you got to keep pushing. Not your season, but it's okay. It ain't your season. I'm saying that to say is that getting an agent is not as easy as you think it is. You got to know that you know that you know that you know that you call even to sing, to act, whatever it is in this type of industry. Because most people, it took me like a couple of years to get an agent when I came down here. I got an agent. I'm grateful. I wrote down my goals and dreams. And that's how, matter of fact, I got my agent by happenstance. I went to an event, and it's late. It was a director, and I had did a musical for her. I did Fame. Actually, I did Fame for her. That's what I did. I did Fame for her. A few weeks after that, they had a showcase. And she was like, Claylicious, I want you to come to the showcase. Long story short, four agents was there. She was like, she said, can you come up here real quick? Just do a monologue. Let me just say something real quick about agents. You have to be ready in season and out of season. You got to always be ready. If you feel like acting or singing or dancing is what you're called to do, you got to be ready because guess what people ain't going to take? Give me a minute. I'm going to get back with you. Okay, you can get back with me if you want to. Thank you for your time. Be blessed. We'll see you when we see you.
Right.
So for all the people out there who are looking for an agent, first of all, you can't waste people's time. You got to know that this is what you are for real called to do and that you in it to win it. I'm grateful I immediately got an agent, and the day that I signed with the agent, that my career has been taken off like never before, and I'm grateful for that. That may not happen for everybody. So that's why I tell people, you got to know what it is that you called to do. Are you a really good actor? What qualifies you to be a good actor? What qualifies you to be a good singer? That's because you sing in the shower and you the echo bounce off your voice. That probably don't mean that you're really a good singer. And because you sung at the Easter program, yeah, people loved you. You know what I'm talking about? Church folks don't lie to you. You see what I'm saying? That's just what they do. They go, girl, you did that. You really did, and you're horrible. And you got to be able to have thick skin, too. Y'all, let me tell you right quick. You got to have thick skin in this industry,
thick
too.
Thick skin.
I'm going to tell you something today. I feel like Claylicious is fun, happy. I have did, like, sometime, and my husband, like, sometime we doing our dishes and stuff, he has said, babe, that right there wasn't that good. I thought, oh, you just trying to judge me. You don't want me to win with that. Babe, that was horrible.
Right.
Okay, let me go back to the drawing board. And you got to learn how to take criticism, too, y'all. Because your agent don't have time for foolery. You got to learn how to take stuff and just say, okay, let me work on that and keep it pushing. Everybody ain't trying to set you up, hate on you, blackball you. Really, you hurting your own self when you won't listen to somebody tell you you're not good at singing. Like, cooking ain't what Claylicious do. I don't cook. My sister is an amazing cook. Shout out to my sister, Donna, Tyell. My brother is an amazing cook. Shout out to Ray. Claylicious, that's not what the Lord called me to do. And no, I don't got no business trying to be on, so you think you can bake. Bake what? You can't bake.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? You're not going to get an agent.
Right.
And I'm saying that because
Clay, that goes back to being honest.
Feelings,
honest.
But I want to exactly.
Honest,
you got to learn how to be honest with people and take criticism and say they're not trying to hurt. I'm going to give you a perfect example. T.M. Hyman. I was on the Tyler Perry. I don't know if you remember this or not, bro. And I appreciate my brother, T.M. Hyman, because he kept it raw with me. When he first met me, oh, Clay, you have an amazing gift for talent. We did the Tyler Perry thing, but do you remember, bro, we did, like, multiple takes? He kept it honest with me. He said, Clay, you did good, but that right there was not that good. I had to, okay, brother, that's what's up. I didn't say, oh, he don't want me to win. He would have, if we would have produced what I did, let me tell you how some Rose are red, violets are blue. That would have been the last you heard of Claylicious too. Sit down, boo-boo.
Okay.
You got to know what you got to be okay with people telling you that you're not that good, and it's okay with that. And most people don't get ages, and most people don't get seen because they can't take criticism. You have thick skin industry, y'all. They're going to eat you up out here. That's just real.
Right.
No, it is real. And you just dropped some serious jewels, right? Because grit, I call it grit, G-R-I-T. Grit is underrated. It's underrated because it takes grit to be successful. And most people, you know, when you talk about constructive criticism, they don't even like when people talk about they ugly ass dress. And yes, it's an ugly ass dress. You know,
right.
And so you can't even handle that. So can you imagine somebody telling you that your work is not good? You just did horrible. Go back to the drawing board. You got some really evil directors and producers who are intentional about trying to break you just to see where you are. But you don't even get to that point if you never make it out of the audition process. Listen,
that's
grit
real.
Is underrated. Set up your day and make it great. Set up your day and make it great. This is a mindset thing, folks. You have to be intentional. You have to learn how to encourage yourself. Too many of us need somebody else to motivate us. You need to learn how to encourage yourself. Where do you want to be? Where do you want to go? Forget the haters. Block them out. Put on your hater blockers and keep stepping towards your goal. Pop your collar.
Yep.
Feel good about yourself. But don't feel good about yourself if you don't have nothing to feel good about. See, some of us rate ourselves on our effort and not our performance.
Right.
I'm going to repeat it for the people way in the back on this show. Way in the back, I'm going to repeat it for you. I said most people rate themselves on their effort which don't pay you a dime, versus your performance.
Come on.
It's time for tithes and offering. Time for tithes and offering right there, bro.
Mm.
I got the plate ready. Let's get it.
Let's get
that
it.
That was rich right
listen,
there, bro.
We're trying to
Let's
help y'all. We trying to help y'all dreams to come true. And because, listen, I'm going to tell you something, like, straight up. Let me be honest with you. I'm living my dream. I've been doing it for quite some time. I love what I do. I love everything I do. I'm all over the place. I deal with all kinds of people, right? I interact with T.D. Jakes. You know, I could call up Paula White. You know, I could call up Drew Hill. I can call up Christopher Williams. I mean, old school, new school. Like, I can make phone calls. I know people. I do things. But I'm intentional about it. I'm intentional about what I do, who I do it with, where I go. You know, I don't take everybody's call. I don't show up at everybody's event. And we got over 100,000 listeners on this show. We've been doing this for a long time. But I don't use the platform just for anything. We promote positive people doing positive things in positive places. Real talk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when are you going to be on this platform? When are you going to come and talk about your big thing? Right? Because we invite any people, all people, celebrities, if no one's ever heard of you, right? Business people. But listen, grit is underrated. Your faith is your fortune. Faith is the evidence of things hoped for. What are you hoping for? What are you wishing for? Stop hoping and wishing and go for it.
Yeah.
Like, what was the thing that made you just say, I remember you and Willis used to come from Orlando to Tampa to my studio, and we used to work for hours, hours. And a lot of it, Clay, it was you dreaming. It was you speaking life into yourself, into your own manifestation, right? I mean, what was it way back then that said, I see it. I see myself on the big screen. What was that?
When I was a little girl, I have always been a different type of child. Like, I came out feet first in real life. I really did. I came out walking. Let's get this done.
Hey,
that's why I love you, sis. Right there. Came out feet first. And even at a young age, I always knew this lady right here going to do something with her life. I'm going to do something with my life. And I've always wrote. I believe, like, right now, even as I'm talking to y'all right now, I have a journal that I'm looking at right now. I've always wrote, even when I was a little girl, I've always wrote down, like, what I want to be and what I want to do. So what happens is that as the time went on, the years and years went on, what I put in, it's just like food. Whatever you eat is what's going to come out of you. That is exactly what I felt like about my dreams, even at a young age. I always knew when I was in these little drama classes and stuff, like when I did plays and I did all sorts of stuff, I just knew this is what I am going to do one day. And so when I was little, even up until now, and not that I'm better than nobody else, so y'all hear this in the right tone, listeners, because y'all on the platform know Claylicious. It's so important who you associate with. The people that you associate with is either going to take you up, take you down, or take you out, even at a young age, even while you're young. See, most people think that they have all the time in the world to do all this stuff, but it starts the moment, I believe, your success starts the moment that you know when you start walking and talking, it can start at any given time. So even when I was young, I always knew this is what I want to do, and I always stuck to what I knew that I was called to do. And so I connected with certain people in my life, P.M. Hyman. Even when I wrote down, when I was believing God for my husband, I wrote a list of 51 things that I wanted in a man. And the one of the things on my top five list, I wrote down, I want somebody that's hungry for success like I am. He don't have to have my dream, but he has to be a dreamer, and we can go and grow together. That was what I wrote down for me, for myself, because I'll be at the people that you hang around, they're either going to be with you or they ain't going to be for you, period. And so I just knew that this is what I am called to do. So let me go in the direction in which I'm called to do. In Florida, I had an amazing job, making some Jesus money. I woke up one day, I said, honey, I think it's time for us to go. So he was coming back and forth. I was doing auditions back and forth from Florida to Georgia. So we kept coming, and thank God for my family here in Georgia who believed in me. I was staying with them when I would come down and store stuff like this. Then one day I said, you know, babe, it's time for us to go. My husband said, let's go for it. I put my 2 weeks notice in, and it was history from there. I just always knew what I was called to do, and I stayed on my path. I didn't get caught up on because it didn't happen the way I thought it was going to happen. I'm a veer away. No, no, no. I stayed on what I felt like God called me to do. Stayed on my course of acting and laughter and joy, and that's what I just kept doing. I always write down my success. I write down where I want to go, what's next for me. I don't worry about what nobody else is doing. Sometime in your family, that's just keeping it 100. Sometime when you on your path to going to another level, you have to cut folks off. It might be your family. It might be your friends. And sometimes in this thing called life, you might feel alone, and it's okay. But when you know where you're going for yourself, you won't even get caught up on all the other stuff. It's okay. Life is great. So guess what? Your family gonna always be your family. Yeah. So don't worry about it.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. And, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Gina.
I'm sorry. I was just going to ask her what her favorite project is that she's worked on to date.
All of them. the reason why I say that, you know what? The reason why I say that, all of them, because every opportunity I'm grateful for,
yeah.
And that's all of them, is my favorite project.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, every last one of them.
I love it.
One thing you said, you have to cut off family. And so a lot of times that's not literal, right? That's not literal, but it goes back to putting the hater blockers on, right? A lot of times we want affirmation. We want, you know, our loved ones and the closest people around us to rally around us. And folks, you know, it's okay to want affirmation, but this is the reality. Your vision is not everybody's vision. And everybody's they're not going to be excited for you. They're not going to be happy for you. You have to make up your mind that you will own your own development and success. You will own it. You will own your own development and success. And when you make up your mind that you're going to own it, it really doesn't matter who doesn't own it. It doesn't matter who's not supporting it. You're supporting it. You're owning it. Keep it moving. It goes back to that grit. You have to have grit. And folks, be willing to experience anything at least once. Now, I ain't talking about no drugs. They ain't talking about no sex. They ain't talking about nothing that's going to put you in jeopardy with your freaky, crazy thinking selves, okay? When I say be willing to experience anything, get out the gutter. I'm talking about what Clay just said, opportunity. Be willing to start at the bottom. Be willing to take that small job, because small wins, when you stack them up, they turn into big wins. Do not despise the day of small things. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. See, I want to talk to the black people right now, just black people. I love you all, but black lives matter in this moment.
Yes.
We got to stop wanting to go straight to the top when we don't know a damn thing about what's going on up at the top. You got to be willing to start at the bottom and learn what you need to learn along the way, so that when you get to the top, you can sustain it. What does sustain mean? It means stay there. Because what goes to the top can quickly fall right back down to the bottom if it's not able to sustain. Again, I'm talking to the black folk. Like, the process matters. The process matters. Respect the process.
Respect it.
Can I say one thing, Boo?
I love you. You can say two things, three things.
Hey, let me say five things. I want to piggyback off what you said. That right there was rich, what you just said. I was in a meeting a couple of days ago, a virtual conversation with somebody, and they was talking, and we was talking about weight and stuff. And they was talking, and you know how sometimes in the chocolate community, I'm going to talk to the chocolate community right now, we can be very critical of stuff. And she had posted up a picture. The young lady, ain't going to say her name, she posted up a picture on social media. And this girl is a very successful person. She posted up a picture on social media. Because I am who I am, I politely contacted her. I said, sis, boo, take that foolishness down. You have got to know who you are. You're so busy trying to get a position to try to fit in to you don't understand that ain't even your size you're trying to fit in. I just saw you, boo. That is not who you are. See,
right.
I want to encourage people. You have to love yourself no matter whatever it is that you feel like you're called to do. Everybody ain't meant to be small. That's just like Claylish is I'm thick. I'm slim thick. I got slim legs and thick thighs and thick stomach. And it's okay with that. Delicious. I'm a fluffy woman, and I'm okay with that. Life is great. Everybody ain't meant to be small. Stop all this trying to Photoshop your body, all that foolery. Love yourself enough to say, you know what, this is who I am, and I'm going to rock with me, and because I love me, I don't have to try to fit in to be something else or try to get to the top, because everything ain't the top ain't what you think. I'm just telling you, it is not. Every opportunity ain't a good opportunity. It can be dressed up, but I'm trying to tell you, know who you are as a person. I just want to say that right there. For the phone.
Well,
right.
I think that's a great way, great way to wind this thing down, Clay. You have dropped jewels all hour. And if you just tuned in, you've missed it. You need to go back to the top of the show. But you've got a treat in store for you at the top of the show throughout the entire hour. We've been entertained by entertainer, my good friend Claylicious, talking about comedy, really the industry and dreams, how they come true. Clay, you know, my advice to anybody trying to do anything is to start with relationships, right? The world works through relationships in everything, my friends. You've got to be authentic in establishing relationships. People like doing business with people they know, okay? Whether y'all think it or not, you can walk into somebody's office with your cute self, right, with your lit hairdo and your tight dress. But, you know, if you don't have any skills or talents, you know what they see? They see somebody who's trying to use their body to get ahead. Like, don't do that to yourself. Don't do that to yourself. Go in with some skills and some intelligence and some articulation, right? And don't be using Ebonics up in these people's offices. Listen, I'm only trying to help you, okay? Business. Ebonics and speaking in tongues. They're going to look at you like you're crazy, okay? I'm just trying to help you.
Mm-hmm.
Although,
speaking in tongues.
You work for me. But hey,
listen, Clay, it's the growl for me, baby. I love you.
I love
appreciate
you too,
your man. Listen, I appreciate you and Willis. We listen. I went the last time I seen Clay. I went against everything I believed coming out of isolation in this pandemic, and I ended up out in Decatur, Georgia, with Clay at the most elegant outside baby shower, a celebrity, like a star-studded baby shower at that. Got a chance to see one of my favorite people from one of my favorite movies, Baby Boy, Miss Hope Flood. Love
yes.
Hope Flood. And again, I love you,
yes.
Clay.
Love you too, brother.
Man, you can come back anytime.
Always.
To do anything.
Anytime y'all want me to come, I'm coming back. I love y'all. Thank y'all. I love y'all. Love y'all. Love y'all. Thank y'all for always supporting.
We love you.
When does the Aretha Franklin project come on CBS?
You know what? That's a good question. I don't even know. That's my rule too. Don't lie to the people. That's the rule too. Don't lie to the people. If you don't know, just say you don't know. I don't know, brother, but I do know it's
just
on Hulu.
Just say you don't know.
I can tell you that.
It's all good. It is all good. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your time. Clay, thank you for your time. We're back on Monday.
Thank you, brother.
Listen,
thank
we're
y'all.
Back on Monday. We're back Monday with a young man who has launched a cereal company, Black Man with Black Cereal. It's a Social Lab, Team Muhammad Radio. Good night, everybody.
Hey.
Good night.
Good night.
So how did y'all enjoy that with Clay? Like, Clay just dropped some serious jewels on us, right?
Yes, that was nice.
anytime you can have somebody that actually, like, breaks down out of positive comments, you know you have a genuine person. Clay is the most genuine person I know. And thanks for all the love. Everybody who's actually called in to support Clay tonight, you see that you blessed the heck out of her. You blessed the heck out of her.
Yeah, that was dope.
So thank you. Oh, man, that was the best. Again, we're back on, what's today? Monday. I did say Monday. We're back on Monday. A gentleman by the name of Nick. Nick has just gotten some serious funding to kick off a cereal company, and listen, the cereal boxes, it's all black. It's all black. So I'm really looking forward to this. So check us out on Monday, 9 p. Thank you all very much. Have a great weekend, everybody.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. CM Hyman Live, CM Hyman Live, CM Hyman Live, Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live, CM Hyman Live, CM Hyman Live, Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live, CM Hyman Live, CM Hyman Live, Talk Radio Show.